Donald Trump's words have a way of getting all kinds of people excited. Critics in the media, Democratic leaders, and his own party describe some of the Republican frontrunner's comments as racist, sexist, or inflammatory. But his supporters say they love that Trump speaks his mind. The Republican frontrunner has pushed and even redrawn the boundaries of acceptable political speech for a presidential candidate. Trump has done that through the things he says and the things he's left unsaid. NPR's Sarah McCammon explains.
Starting with his announcement speech last June, when he described Mexican immigrants as rapists, Donald Trump hasn't shied away from controversial statements. But sometimes he communicates through suggestion, like his comments about Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly in an interview on CNN.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
Trump accused Kelly of asking unfair questions during a debate last year. His comments were widely seen as a reference to Kelly's menstrual cycle, which he denied to NBC's Chuck Todd.
Only a deviant would think that, Chuck. I didn't even think that.
But to Aaron Cassess, who studies political speech at West Virginia University, some of Trump's comments about Kelly and other women have a not-so-hidden meaning.
I think what he's doing is invoking stereotypes.
In this case, negative stereotypes about women being emotional and hormonal. Cassess points out that Trump is also fond of saying how much he loves women.
So when he says things like, I cherish women, like it's a very chivalrous kind of thing to say, but it implies that women are the weaker sex, women need protection for men.
Some of Trump's other statements also seem to draw on double meaning. For anyone who's spent time in a bar or a locker room, here's what he said about Mitt Romney after the 2012 GOP nominee called on Republicans to stop Trump.
You can see how loyal he is. He was begging for my endorsement. I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees. He would have dropped to his knees. He was begging.
And there was the hand size discussion at a recent debate. Before Florida Senator Marco Rubio dropped out of the Republican race, he made a joke about the size of Trump's hands. Trump shot back.
Look at those hands. Are they small hands? And he referred to my hands. If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem.
When pressed, Trump didn't exactly double down. CNN's Dana Bash asked about that remark.
You know, I only made a joke about my hands. I have very powerful hands.
Yeah, you went a little further than
that. Look at these hands. Aren't they beautiful? I have very powerful hands and large hands.
Trump does this a lot, says political scientist Aaron Cassess.
So he says things that are really extreme and over the edge and then says, you know, you're putting words in my mouth.
Trump did it when he was blamed for inciting violence against protesters at his rallies. This is what he told a crowd on the day of the Iowa caucuses.
Knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees, I promise.
In an interview with the Washington Post editorial board this month, Trump insisted that he never made that comment about paying legal fees.
I don't condone it, but you let him walk out giving, he's holding up his finger, telling everybody, same thing happened, you know, the last one.
I guess the question is, when you then offer to pay the guy's legal fees, isn't that?
I didn't offer.
Isn't that condoning?
No, I didn't offer.
You said you considered.
Like, yeah, I want to look into it.
Yeah.
I said I want to look into it.
Those kinds of remarks push the boundaries of acceptable political speech, says Yale philosopher Jason Stanley. Stanley says Trump's ability to break rules and get away with it is a show of power.
The key thing is to shock. I mean, I've got a 5-year-old son, and my 5-year-old has the following problem. In school, whenever another boy breaks rules, my son really starts to admire him. So that's the key to Trump's strategy.
For Trump supporter Robert Meyer, there's a good reason why Trump says the things that he does. Meyer came to see the billionaire campaign recently in Tampa, Florida. He says Trump's statements about violence are nothing to worry about.
It may be a little more stern than that's necessary, but I think he was emphasizing a point to show that people must stand up and be heard, both pro and con.
But Meyer added, would I have made the same statement in Trump's position? No, he answered his own question. Probably not. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.